Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Ugh. That's so good.
Does this make you just want to jump somebody and just, I mean, just beat the hell out of them?
Yeah, I want to... do a split-legged moonsault on somebody right now.
But yeah, not somebody you could easily beat up, though.
No, you want to... This is a motivator. This is like music steroids. Like, if you just happen to be fighting in a bar and this came on next, it amplifies the fight.
God, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's... You may have a vulgar display of power.
Maybe...
Wasn't that it? That's the name of the album, right? Were they punching the guy in slow motion, Pantera?
I think so.
Vulgar, let me look that up. I
think unless you got it confused with the movie cover of Nobody.
Well, no, you know what I was thinking of? Curb Stomping from American History X, actually.
God. You know what was, the sounds, man.
Vulgar display of power, yeah.
You hear the teeth going on the curb. I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't watch that movie more than once.
I've turned this into a... Rob, a Nario lawyer. What did you say?
Hey, man. Is that, I don't know, like picking the biggest guy and fighting in the bar? It seems like the way to go, right? But I don't want to say that and then people try to draw like, well, you got some kind of masochism going on. Or
a Napoleon complex. But you're not a small person.
No.
At all.
I know. I mean, look, if I'm going to the bar, I'm going to be one of the biggest people there.
Yeah. I've been at places before where people have tried to hand me, if I'm standing near the door, they've tried to hand me like $5, thinking I was like the bouncer. It was a cover charge. I'm like, first off, I'm not the bouncer, and I'm not giving these back now.
I think it'd be fun to find somebody like that. Just throw them around.
God.
I feel like both ways.
You're
like
violent today.
I feel like you want to fight a smaller person. Like, if you're the big guy, so you can just, like, let's sling them.
Why? Yeah, would it be, you know how, like, it was marketed with axe throwing or the, you know, those places where you go beat the hell out of computers and TVs and stuff?
Oh, the rage rooms.
Rage rooms. Like, what if there's somebody who is a sadomasochist? Type person. Am I saying that right? Sadomasochist?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's why they say S&M, because nobody knows what the word is. BDSM, whatever.
BD.
That
BDI.
They want to be beat up. They're fine with it. And they're like, hey, did you want to knock the crap out of your boss today or perhaps give your secretary, and it could be a guy, an elbow?
Oh.
You would lose your job. Come down here, beat the hell out of me in my dojo. I'm agreeing, yes, you can beat me up, but you have to pay me also. It's like a hooker for fighting.
Yeah, like you wouldn't feel right if you fought somebody and just really destroyed them. You're like, get your licks in.
But it depends on what they did.
Like, get your shots in.
I'm not just wanting to go fight, like, in a club or anything. There's always going to be somebody did something, caused it.
You know, not only have I not been in a bar fight, I haven't really seen one.
Oh, wow.
I haven't really gotten to witness it.
God.
And I thought I would, you know, like, the bars, we've gotten pretty rowdy some of the events we had back in the
day. Some of the ones the one you mentioned yesterday that used to be your weekly appearance.
Yeah.
I was like, how did you was there never bar fights there?
There wasn't. It wasn't shocked because the neighborhood it was in and the clientele that would come by sometimes. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I've
seen like a pretty hairy bar fight where somebody just like got the hell beat out of them.
I thought I was going to see a fight. We went to the strip club gig and there was an MC there. I'm like, somebody's going to get in a fight. And then nope. It was just, they were real cool guys in the MC and they were just staring at, you know, naked women.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about like an announcer.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, damn it, this is kind of disappointing because they're cool, but they're just hanging out drunk looking at naked women. Like, nobody's getting in a brawl. I want to see somebody get thrown out.
Why would that make you violent, though, looking at naked women?
I don't know. Like, I thought the atmosphere was right. I'm like, lights are dark. It's a strip club with an MC here. There's alcohol. Somebody's going to try to bow up to one of these guys.
Somebody about to get their ass kicked.
They're sitting there going.
Somebody about to get their wig split, I thought.
Somebody going to get their wig split.
And it's never happened. Oh,
boy. I was through the radio station. I was hired professionally. Little did they know they were not hiring a professional. But I was hired professionally to go and appear at a MC's party years ago.
Well, that sounds like fun.
You know, it once I got there, it was magnificent. Prior to going, it felt like I was going to the gathering with the Juggalos or something.
You're like
I heard
I
all
for?
I started telling people like, yeah, man, I got this gig. I'm going to, what are you going to do there? Not, I mean, they want me to go like make a stage announcement and say hey to people and stuff.
But you're like if this don't go good.
I know.
You're a little nervous.
Matthew, you call me as soon as you get in the car after you leave. Let me know my baby's okay.
I go up there if I need to.
Don't you take a patch.
You didn't earn your rocker. You got to get the top and the bottom. You didn't prospect long enough, Matthew.
I mean, I'll be very honest. I was somewhat nervous going to it. But once I got there, it's like, it's, you know. They always talk about how it's like a familial kind of thing. I'm not mispronouncing that word either. It's just, it's very just, I don't know. It was great. By the end of the night, dudes had me in headlocks and stuff in a fun way.
Yeah.
Like, man, this is awesome. You having a good time? I'm like, yeah.
Look at
it. Hell yeah.
Come on. There's a bunch of you dudes and take it easy.
Also, it's hot out here and you're all wearing leather. I feel for you right now.
Let's take it easy on the noogies, boys.
Yep. Yeah, it was an interesting time. Oh, one of those things where it's like, you know what? You're very nervous, but once you get there, it just all fell into place, and it was just, you know, have I went back? No, but nor did they ask me. So maybe they had.
Oh, well,
it's one of those stories where you were the right age at the right time.
Oh, for sure.
To even entertain, you know, going and doing it.
Yeah, that was late 20s.
Yeah, like I mean, now it'd be like, can't do it, boys.
Oh, bull crap. I would, too.
I'd be like,
If I've made it this long since, I'm like, well, come on. I would like to do that. It was just fun. It was just a different kind of thing, you know?
Different vibes, man. This is stuff that you don't really see anymore.
This has kind of sort of got to do with that. Have you seen the video of the Amazon 18-wheeler doing burnouts in the hood?
Hell.
Yes. It's
how do you do it with the big
rig? Not AI. It's not. It's very real. This is all the conversations of the future, by the way. People arguing over if the video is real or not. But
so he's got the trailer hooked up and he's doing the donuts with the trailer.
Yeah, and he's like doing burnouts in the middle of this cross section and
he's a stunt driver. That's pretty badass.
I think it was a stolen truck. I don't think that
he didn't know how to drive it.
No, I think he knew how to drive it too well. I'm saying he was whipping the trailer around.
I feel like he's gonna.
That's impressive that he didn't roll the trailer.
Yeah, like he could have jackknifed it or
something, or taken somebody out. Usually, somebody ends up getting their legs taken out from underneath them at those things.
It could have been full of families from other countries. I mean, you never know.
Good Lord, you imagine.
God.
You ever know what's in these trailers?
But a bunch of Haitians slinging around. I got to quit picking on Haitians.
I'm not
picking on them. It's just like that. They were the
giving them a shout out.
The week.
Yeah.
Last week, they were the...
The it people.
Yeah. Who are we moving to now?
Who knows?
Yeah, you know, oh... I'll just say in general, it must be frustrating if something is happening in your town, no matter what it is, and there's a national narrative that, no, that's not happening here, but you live there and you know it is, and you put out these videos like, yes, things are happening here, and people are like, no, they're not. They're not happening.
It's like when, yeah, I hearken back to the time with, hearken back, yeah, it's old Tony, but the when all the stuff, the bombing in the Ukraine started, and... Jimmy would get on the Snapchat maps, and they were people like in nightclubs, like drinking and dancing and stuff. And I'm like,
yes,
you don't look war torn.
Like 90% of the country is okay.
I know, but on the news, it's like all looking like, you know, Georgia after the Civil War. I mean, it's like just a narrative. It's very, very weird. But that's kind of like with the biker stuff. They kind of disassociate you with different imagery and different things online and whatnot, and you're like, oh, I could never hang out with those people. I'm not going to a Ukrainian bar, but I'm just saying that, you know, it's all, everything's got a narrative.
Yeah,
it really,
you're only going to see a little small sliver.
Yeah,
of what's going on.
Just a little sliver.
All right, we'd like to invite you to do something, and that is to go to facebook.com/riseguys, also YouTube at the Rise Guys.
Oh yeah,
and others shortly thereafter.
It's gonna be a little treat for you. You're not gonna be staring at, you know, us staring at you. Got something you can look at until we come on the video.
Oh yeah, you've added a little what do you call that, countdown thing?
I guess it's like a holding type situation.
It's like when you go watch a YouTube video and it starts counting down. It's
yeah,
a countdown video.
It's something you can look at, a couple pictures here or there, you know, just till we pop on.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you see our mugs?
Why were we doing all that? It's for this, right after this, and all new Facebook fussin'.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot sent in by you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to theriseguys at AOL.com. And a reminder, as always, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. In about 1 hour, I don't know if you're going to see that pretty smile on that pretty face.
No.
I'm pointing to Paige, but it's not. Oh, there it is. I forgot where I was on the screen. Right there. Oh, I have a long finger.
We have to.
Very E.T. looking.
Hey, you do. It kind of glows.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Long finger.
Paige will be getting her pigskin punishment today.
Yay.
Yeah, we're going to have to fix her angle, too, when we do it.
Yes, we are. Also,
get up on you. Push up on
you. We'll talk about it later and more in depth, but there's something very interesting. Because it's like, hey, we're going to do this dastardly thing to you on the radio. Wear clothes you don't care about. And look what she wears.
Look at that. Repping the brand, bruh.
She wears a shirt with me on it. As a way to...
Trying to be psychology.
Draw some attention to those.
I'm trying to be psychology. You know what? I'm trying to be physical education. Take it, social studies.
I'm trying to make you not want to hurt your own face. The new shirt. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Hello to everyone in the chat. We're live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys, YouTube at The Rise Guys, and then the other one shortly thereafter. Okay. Here we go. Scene one. Playing the role of Terry is Paige. Playing the role of Dawn is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Phillips is Matt Man. And playing the role of Tiger is also Fat Boy. And action.
Old Terry.
You Terry, Paige, remember?
I'm sorry, I rolled down. Okay. Terry posts a pic of a refrigerator for sale and the Blank County for sale Facebook page. Here's a mini fridge for sale. That's one is of bigger mini fridges. It runs good and gets cool, but I can't get it to get really cold like it should. Asking $140 or best offer, OBO.
I mean, hell, you ought to unplug it for a few days and then plug it back in to see if it gets colder.
How about $10? I'll definitely give you $10 for it, but not much higher than that.
I mean, yeah, without it cooling, it's going to be a tough sell for over $30, I think.
I wouldn't mind having one of these myself.
It's good, not working, though, so there's that.
Definitely fixable, though.
Look, people, if y'all don't want it, don't comment. It's a new fridge with stickers, but I just can't get it cool and can't fool with this. This is a deal.
Well, it ain't worth a damn dollar if it don't cool right, though.
Then you don't have to get it. Move on to the next post, please. Thank you.
Man, kids today, I swear, rolling eye emoji.
Yeah. I'm a grown-up, grown-ass adult, okay? Not a kid, so goodbye. Have a nice night. Smelling hand emoji or facepalm emoji.
I don't know what that emoji is either. Are they smelling the palm of their hand or are they palming their hand?
I think they are, really, actually.
Anyway, Dawn.
Phillips, my advice to you is you better back off my damn daughter right now. You need to be popped in the damn mouth with disrespect. Keep running that blank holster you call a mouth, and you can see me out in any damn parking lot you want. Got it?
Damn. Well, this took a turn.
Well, he has no respect, and he don't know who he's messing with. I'll call his eyes out over my daughter.
Are you threatening me on social media? You do realize now that it is illegal to threaten people on social media, right? All I did was state my damn opinion on the refrigerator. I didn't say anything after she said goodbye. Why, I simply let it go. But I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here on Facebook and let you spout off at that fat ass mouth, you old bitch.
You heard what I said. You got no business with her, so leave her be. I was talking to you, moron. Call it a threat if you want. I don't care. I mean what I say, by God, and you don't want to find out.
What am I going to do? Why, fight an old woman?
You ain't going to fight anybody, man or woman. Because you ain't got the damn balls to step to anybody.
You know what? Good luck to you getting out of the car, Mama Grape. You probably drive with your gut, don't you? Crying, laughing emoji?
Yeah, keep talking. Don't worry about me. I could get out of my car just fine. Man, this is going a bit too far, buddy. I mean, you might want to dial it back, man.
And who the hell are you? Her security? Or you trying to get in her size 4XL pants? If she threw her panties at you, it would take you a damn hour to find your way out. Crying, laughing emojis about.
Oh, my God, Mama. What did you do?
I ain't gonna stand for the disrespect.
Well, you better, because your fat-ass mom ain't gonna stand for anything longer than 10 seconds. Crying, laughing emoji.
Damn it, enough's enough. You better shut the blank up.
What are you gonna do? Ride her fat ass into the parking lot and joust me with her big chicken leg? Crying, laughing emoji? God.
Terry, is this fridge still for sale?
Yeah, I still got it.
Good. Because I'm going to buy it today and shove it up this guy's ass.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you just simply buy a compass and try to shove it up her mother's ass instead?
Oh. And scene. Oh, my God. Wow.
All over a mini fridge.
Must be a good one. Seems to be a popular gift these days. I see them everywhere.
Well, college. Probably why.
Yeah. Like if you're going to tech, you got to take it with you.
Hear that, kids? You don't get a full-size refrigerator unless you graduate college. That's the way it works.
You get half. Halfsies.
That's why Fatboy stayed in so long. He wanted to get that fridge.
I got a few. You get one per year of service. God, I was in college more than most people were in the military.
Like you,
damn near.
You should have a pension from college.
You
in
should.
In some way.
There should be an honorable.
What is it they degree. Call it when you're a professor and you can't be fired?
Oh, you have tenure.
Is that okay? Is that what it is?
Tenure it's not student.
Some kind of emeritus or something?
It might
he's,
be.
He's
some kind
a
of emeritus.
Perpetual
Latin
student. His.
Word.
You're a professor of emeritus. From yes. Emeritus, one of those.
Something like that. All right. Scene number two. I'm scrolling down. Scene number two. Playing the role of Brantley will be Fatboy. Playing the role of Gilbert. Will be Mattman. Playing the role of Kane will be Fatboy. Playing the role of Robbie will be Paige. And action.
Oh, yeah, I see how it is. I mean, your boys has to come up and all you so-called fake friends want to talk blank behind your dude's back. Well, that's how it is. Well, I ain't scared. I'll start calling y'all out right here for every Robbie to see.
WTF, bro. I didn't do anything.
Nah, dude, you good? Don't even worry about it. I was using talk to text, and, well, I thought it said Robbie, but I said every Robbie.
LOL. I think I get it, but you did it again.
Oh, my bad, bro. Go ahead, call me out. I'm right here waiting to throw the blank down, bro.
Nah, bro, I know for a fact he's trying to talk about me, so step on back. I got this drama damn locked down, saying.
Oh, come to your phone, dude. Ain't nobody worried about your soft ass.
You want to talk about a soft ass? I bet you found out about that when you was locked up, did you? Nah.
Yeah, you so soft. You ain't never, ever been locked up.
Yeah, well, so what? I can't be hard because I never got locked up. Maybe I'm just smarter than y'all. You ever thought about that?
Yeah, you ain't smarter than dog blame, but you keep thinking you hard till you find out you ain't.
Oh, okay. I'll send you a birthday card next time you're locked up when I'm just chilling at the house.
As long as you put that $10 in my communist like a good bitch.
Oh, okay. I'll just stop by to check on your old lady as well. Why am I talking like Dusty Rose? I just stop by and check on your old lady and them kids, too.
And we ain't even together. Only thing stopping you from hitting her up right now is you scared of me.
Bitch, please.
We'll see who's the bitch. Every real man I know did time. Oh, soft-ass little boy trying to act like grown-ups. SMH. Damn, y'all, calm the blank down. I wasn't talking about neither one of y'all stupid asses over here arguing about who did time like a couple dudes ain't never been off the mill hill. Well, if we good, who you talking about? I don't know. But WTF did you and Gilbert say about me behind my back? I ain't heard about it yet.
I didn't say anything. I just thought somebody was, you know, lying on me again.
Just like a little bitch. Trying to lie when it got called out? LOL. Yeah, right. What else? Bro, I straight up told Kelly you changed since you got that come up. I ain't trying to hide from it. Well, did you mean it? Or were you just talking blank trying to get some blanky? I mean kind of both. Whatever. I don't really give a blank.
So you mad at?
Damn, dude. Will you mind your own business and get out of mine?
Insane.
That boy was talking
that
to had to
be, I know. that's very hard to do when you're doing you're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
And you end up talking under both accents or whatever.
Well, you lose them back and forth. Like, I forgot I was supposed to be this guy.
And then when mine was so far removed, I forgot, like, what voice I had been doing. So I did turn into Dusty, which is my go-to. Like, just know this. If you ever see me cussing you out in traffic or something, road raging, I'm doing it as Dusty Rhodes, so smile a little bit inside.
I was doing it last night.
Yeah.
It's your go-to voice.
Your stupid dumb ass.
Ooh. Look now. We can talk about getting some blanket.
Also, how many people have been trying to say SMH and accidentally put MD on there?
It probably autocorrects to it, to be honest with you.
You think it does? Oh, yeah. Like they're pushing that agenda?
Oh, yeah.
You're just sitting there trying to shake your head, and it's like, no.
Or it's the big mouth emoji with the banana emoji or the eggplant emoji.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go more the banana just to be different. Okay. I do.
You just want to be more believable.
I ain't got piranhas.
Let's talk about the color.
Oh, I see. I don't have jaundice either.
I know.
As far as you know, it sneaks up on you.
Say hello to people in the comments. We have to do that.
Jimmy, Coach Johnson. What's up, Charlie? Appreciate you.
Hey, hippie sissy.
Hippie sissy.
Is that a boy or girl?
Definitely a girl, right?
I don't know. I think it's wrong of you to judge.
Zinni.
Charlie Flowers.
There's old Triple D usually hanging out in here for a little bit. There's Looper.
Hey, Looper. Looper likes my shirt.
Ashley Rowe.
It's a good shirt.
King Nothing. King Nothing. You ain't going to Metallica next May, are you? King Nothing.
Ashley Rowe. Is your middle name Death? That would be cool.
Oh, it is now. God. You just gave
he went Death Row with an E. What you just heard was real. Y'all. You're going to be coming back on this video here. Not this same video, but a different video on this same platform here soon.
Oh, yeah.
Because Paige will be doing her pigskin punishment.
Oh, can we just forget about it?
Yeah. What you just heard was real. Real Facebook argument. Screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And as always, name change to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition. You do it this time, Paige, since you're going to get smeared real hard later.
Oh.
A Facebook festival.
Yeah, there was no enthusiasm at all.
Oh, a Facebook festival.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Oh!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
You know what?
Good morning, everybody. You know what?
Paige in here. That's what we should call headlines now. You know what? It's well, time for You Know What with Paige. Oh, my God.
God.
See, life is so easy. We
do
try
a pod. That's your pod name.
You know what?
There's too many pods now.
I don't want to spend the time.
It's time for You Know What with Paige.
What?
You know what?
You know what?
This is happening.
If you didn't know, I'm about to tell you.
I'm going to tell you right now. Ben Stiller will direct a pickleball movie.
I mean, their court's going up everywhere.
It's called The Dink. D-I-N-C.
Well, he didn't do dick for dodgeball.
It will be starring Jake Johnson, Mary Steenburgen, Ed Harris, and also...
No relation.
Yeah, no relative. Andy Ryder.
Me and him are the only white Harrises left.
Because, you know, T.I. and Kamala are both black.
I know, and also one of my favorite baseball players... just because he had the same name, the same exact name. I can't remember his first name now. But and then there was Luscious Harris that played for the Hawks.
Mm. Yeah.
No relation. Others.
Many others.
Well, Jake
Marvin
Johnson
Harrison even
will star in The Dink.
Junior and senior.
The Dink. Yeah, I collect sports cards. They make pickleball cards now, and there's some guy that they're calling the Tiger Woods of pickleball.
Well, see, they had that with a girl, too, and I forgot her name.
She's the girl of Tiger... she couldn't be the Tiger Woods if she's a girl.
That's what they said about her, because she just started playing a couple years into it, and she was already major sponsorships. There's some league coming that Tom Brady's invested in. Other celebrities have a piece of it.
I've never played.
You gotta have people, right? Like four people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta have two. You gotta have a plus one.
That'd be hard to find. I mean, you got to be in a group.
That's why I'm not going to this year's company Christmas party.
You can't show up singles pickleball, right? And they just pair you together.
I just sent Mark and Steve a winking emoji.
You want some bad news?
I love bad news, personally.
All right. Restaurant portions are getting smaller, even smaller than they are now.
Yeah. What do you mean getting? They already got.
That's true.
Well,
man.
According to a new report, portion sizes in the U.S., they got really large in the 80s.
Yeah, they did.
And never came down.
And the 90s. Supersize, value size, giant.
But now restaurants are dealing with rising food costs, and there's also food waste. So a recent study found that as much as 40% of food that's served at restaurants never gets eaten, which is very true.
Yeah, but where does that food go? Just out, I guess that's going in the dumpster, right?
Yeah.
It's like a DX situation.
Yeah, there's a very few people care about this, but there used to be, you know what, no one would care. Never mind.
Come on.
It's just, if you got with a local restaurant, usually a mom and pop restaurant, you could work with them a deal to, at the end of the week, take all their old produce if you maybe had a farm with animals and whatnot.
Okay.
And now the health department has said they can no longer keep the old food, maybe you would say, on the premises. So, in other words, you'd have to come get it every single day. And that's, I mean.
You know what? There was a local restaurant years and years ago. I'm talking like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That the rumor was they got expired meat from the local grocery store. But I mean, they really did.
Yeah, they really did.
Their fault.
And then when that got out, it was confirmed, it killed them. They had to shut down.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But this is just like, old vegetables that aren't consumable by we humans, but
they'll turn it into the, that's what the misfit market is or whatever.
It's misfits.
Effed up vegetables you get in the mail. It's all misshapen. And
or bruised or whatever.
You can have like a double-headed squash. It looks like a two-way.
Good Lord.
It's like something you get at Adam and Eve.
Like fall decor at Adam and Eve.
And another thing they're saying.
Jack-o'-lanterns, brother.
On this report, there are people taking GLP-1 diabetes and weight loss drugs who are eating less. That's a trend where people are using tech to monitor their portions.
God bless.
And they want smaller portions in general.
They're trying to turn us into robots, man.
Yeah.
Trying to. I feel bad for you diabetics who can't get the Ozempic for your A1C because everybody's fat.
So I figured out. I remember I said to Paige, I said, who was the person that got real mad about Ozempic? And it was Lizzo.
Oh, yeah, because she wasn't on.
But everybody was saying. And that's even obviously me on a very, very much smaller scale is talking about, you know, whatever. It's more just like dickhead friends and family members who talk too much. Like, you messing with some of that stuff? I'm like, God, this sucks. I now feel like the guy back in the 80s when everyone was doing steroids and he didn't, but everyone else was, and he just went in there and busted his ass. That everybody just assumed he was on steroids too. It's like, I wouldn't recommend anyone take those things, even if your doctor says it. They're too new, and there's no miracle drugs. There's none except stem cell. But other than that,
that's it.
You're not ever. There's going to be down the road some dastardly side effect, or what if they said, hey, the weight will stay off for 6 months, but then it comes twice as much.
Oh my God.
No way. Now, if I was in my 20s, I'd be shooting up on that stuff like crazy. I was a mess in my 20s. In 30s.
There's also a thing that younger people are doing. It's so-called snackification, which is gaining popularity among young people. That's where traditional meals are replaced with snacks and small platters of food.
Finger
will
foods.
Take place of meals.
What if you could only lose the weight at the injection site? So, but you still had a big fat head and a real skinny body.
Where do you shoot? Like, okay, so I know somebody that was on insulin and they had to take all their shots in their stomach.
Yeah.
But then remember the guy that, this is years ago, he was a former heroin addict and he was in studio with us and he was telling us how as that stuff became more prevalent, people knew what to look for. So he started shooting up between his fingers.
Oh God!
So
no one
would see the track marks. I'm like, God.
Well, I saw a commercial with like in the Ozempic, and it was in the belly.
It is.
That's what they were putting.
I think that's where The insulin shots go there, but I've never been an insulin person.
Now, if Ozempic was a 7-inch suppository, would people still be taking
it? Probably.
I think they'd be signing up.
Put it in your belly button then.
It'd be double dosing.
Suppository would be probably less frightening than giving yourself an injection.
But it seems like you did
that
it pretty
used
quick.
To be all the rage back in the 80s. Everything, just take a suppository.
Yeah.
What were we trying to tell everybody?
Shove your opinion up your ass.
I guess.
And your daddy will hold your arms down.
Oh, gosh.
Your dad's girlfriend will do it for you.
Well, I didn't have a girlfriend.
Well,
that's
what happened to me.
I see. I was about to say.
He didn't want to do it. She's like, I'll do it. I'm like, this is weird. Because she was kind of good looking. And I'm like.
Is your mom the. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay. So, opposite thing. Who was the disciplinarian in the house, fat boy?
It was mom for sure.
Same.
You know, this is for a period when it was consistent, you know, every other weekend. It was her for sure.
Mine stayed together. My mom was the disciplinarian and also the suppository giver. My dad would hold my arms down.
Really? Like, but why? Were you trying to, I guess, swat her away? Were you trying to,
I don't know.
You're trying to open the runway, if you know what I'm saying?
Because she took care of you.
But there was snow angels, Matthew.
That's a mom will do that. She'll wipe your face. She'll go like this. Do that thing.
Oh, God. If you had something on your face, she'd lick her finger and rub it off.
Put suppositories in you is nothing.
She said she'd wipe you that way, but then she went for the finger.
Well, wipe, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, Swiper wasn't wiping in Dora.
Uh-uh.
He was Swiper, not Wiper.
I don't think it was. I think wiping was not encouraged. Uh-huh. He was jealous of the monkey they hung out with because he didn't have to wipe. He could just pinch them off with accuracy and such precision.
Yeah.
The monkey.
Somebody just get that girl a GPS already.
And a different haircut. I mean, come on.
That's true. Like, she looked very close to Diego from behind.
I don't know who's who.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige. Those are your Rise Guys headlines.
For now, you are.
Oh, gosh. I should have.
Are you sure you want to end?
It's spa day.
Spa day.
You know what? It's not the first facial I've had, so whatever.
No, I had one last week.
Oh, really?
We're talking about two different things. We should, after we do my rejoin music, we should play like some of that, some of the like enchanting music that would be playing in a spa, you know? That music that, let me get my bowl.
Let's see if I can get you off of this.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, something kind of like a...
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the spa.
I read your fortune page, and it says that today you will be getting a facial.
Oh, I love that.
I got to be careful. I don't do any specific voices here.
I just picked up on that myself. That's why I'm going with generic honky right now.
I get some nervous diarrhea myself.
That's an extra service that we charge for.
Fatboy holds the arms down, and I administer the... suppository.
Oh, my God.
We put a little umlaut at the end. Suppository.
We put partitions in your armpits so your breasts won't fall to the side.
Right.
We take care of you here at the TRG.
Terrifying.
TRG. No, if we do that, we got to give the company part of the money. It's really? Matt and Jeremy spa.
If you'd like to wait in the lobby, we have Highlights magazines.
Leave me the robe and you'll be back in a minute.
We have
take my clothes off. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
We have a clear bag rule here, much the way the Bonds Cures Wellness Ring.
Guys, when news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
You know what?
Good morning, everybody. You know what?
Paige in here. That's what we should call headlines now. You know what? It's time for You Know What with Paige. Oh, my God.
God.
See, life is so easy. We
do
try
a pod. That's your pod name.
You know what?
There's too many pods now.
I don't want to spend the time.
It's time for You Know What with Paige.
You know what?
You know what?
This is happening.
If you didn't know, I'm about to tell you.
I'm going to tell you right now. Ben Stiller will direct a pickleball movie.
Jesus Christ. their court's going up everywhere.
It's called The Dink. D-I-N-C.
Well, he didn't do dick for dodgeball.
It will be starring Jake Johnson, Mary Steenburgen, Ed Harris, and also...
No relation.
No relative. Andy Ryder.
Me and him are the only white Harrises left.
Because, you know, T.I. and Kamala are both black.
I know. And also one of my favorite baseball players, just because he had the same name, not the same exact name. I can't remember his first name now. But and then there was Luscious Harris that played for the Hawks.
Mm. Yeah.
No relations. Others.
Many others.
Well, Jake
Marvin
Johnson
Harrison even
will star in the Dink.
Junior and senior.
The Dink. Yeah, they you know, I collect sports cards. They make pickleball cards now, and there's some guy that they're calling the Tiger Woods of pickleball.
Well, see, they had that with a girl too, and I forgot her name.
She's the girl of Tiger. She's the she couldn't be the Tiger Woods if she's a girl.
That's what they said about her, because she just started playing a couple years into it, and she was already major sponsorships. There's some league coming that Tom Brady's invested in. Other celebrities have a piece of it.
I've never played.
You gotta have people, right? Like four people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta have two. You gotta have a plus one.
That'd be hard to find. I mean, you gotta be in a group.
That's why I'm not going to this year's company Christmas party.
You can't show up singles pickleball, right? And they just pair you together.
I just sent Mark and Steve a winking emoji.
You want some bad news?
I love bad news, personally.
All right. Restaurant portions are getting smaller, even smaller than they are now.
Yeah.
What do you mean getting? They already got.
That's true.
Well,
man,
according to a new report, portion sizes in the U.S., they got really large in the 80s.
Yeah, they did.
It never came down.
And the 90s. Supersize, value size, giant.
But now restaurants are dealing with rising food costs, and there's also food waste. So a recent study found that as much as 40% of food that's served at restaurants never gets eaten, which is very true.
Yeah, but where does that food go? Just out, I guess that's going in the dumpster, right?
Yeah.
It's like a DX situation.
Yeah, there's a, very few people care about this, but there used to be, you know what, no one would care, never mind.
Come on.
It's just, if you got with a local restaurant, usually a mom and pop restaurant, you could work with them a deal to, at the end of the week, take all their old produce if you maybe had a farm with animals and whatnot.
Okay.
And now the health department has said they can no longer keep the old food, maybe you would say, on the premises. So, in other words, you'd have to come get it every single day. And that's, I mean.
You know what? There was a local restaurant years and years ago. I'm talking like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That the rumor was they got expired meat from the local grocery store, but I mean, they really did.
Yeah, they
that's
really
not
did.
Their fault.
And then when that got out, it was confirmed, it killed them. They had to shut down.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But this is just like, old vegetables that aren't consumable by we humans, but
they'll turn it into the. That's what the misfit market is or whatever.
It's misfits.
Effed up vegetables you get in the mail. It's all misshapen. And
or bruised or whatever.
You can have like a double-headed squash. It looks like a two-way.
Good Lord.
It's like something you get at Adam and Eve.
It's like fall decor at Adam and Eve.
And another thing they're saying.
Jack-o'-lanterns, brother.
On this report, there are people taking GLP-1 diabetes and weight loss drugs who are eating less. That's a trend where people are using tech to monitor their portions.
God bless.
And they want smaller portions in general.
They're trying to turn us into robots, man.
Yeah.
Trying to. I feel bad for you diabetics who can't get the Ozempic for your A1C because everybody's fat.
So I figured out. I remember I said to Paige, I said, who was the person that got real mad about Ozempic? And it was Lizzo.
Oh, yeah, because she wasn't on.
But everybody was saying. And that's even obviously me on a very, very much smaller scale is talking about, you know, whatever. It's more just like dickhead friends and family members who talk too much. Like, you messing with some of that stuff? I'm like, God, this sucks. I now feel like the guy back in the 80s when everyone was doing steroids and he didn't, but everyone else was, and he just went in there and busted his ass. That everybody just assumed he was on steroids too. It's like, I wouldn't recommend anyone take those things, even if your doctor says it. They're too new, and there's no miracle drugs. There's none except stem cell. But other than that,
that's it.
You're not ever. There's going to be down the road some dastardly side effect, or what if they said, hey, the weight will stay off for 6 months, but then it comes twice as much.
Oh my God.
No way. No way. Now, if I was in my 20s, I'd be shooting up on that stuff like crazy. I was a mess in my 20s. In 30s.
There's also a thing that younger people are doing. It's so-called snackification. which is gaining popularity among young people. That's where traditional meals are replaced with snacks and small platters of food.
Finger
will
foods.
Take place of meals.
What if you could only lose the weight at the injection site? So, but you still had a big fat head and a real skinny body.
Where do you shoot? Like, okay, so I know somebody that was on insulin and they had to take all their shots in their stomach.
Yeah.
But then remember the guy that, this is years ago, he was a former heroin addict and he was in studio with us and he was telling us how as that stuff became more prevalent, people knew what to look for. So he started shooting up between his fingers.
Oh God!
So
oh,
yeah. No one would see the track marks. I'm like, God.
Well, I saw a commercial with like in the Ozempic, and it was in the belly.
It is.
That's what they were putting.
I think that's where the insulin shots go there. But I've never been an insulin person.
Now, if Ozempic was a 7-inch suppository, would people still be taking?
Probably.
I think they'd be signing.
Would you
up.
Put it in your belly button then. If it's,
it'd be double dosage.
Suppository would be probably less frightening than giving yourself an injection.
He seems like he did
that
it pretty
used to
quick.
Be all the rage back in the 80s. Everything was, oh, just take a suppository.
Yeah.
What were we trying to tell everybody?
Shove your opinion up your ass.
I guess.
And your daddy will hold your arms down.
Oh, gosh.
Your dad's girlfriend will do it for you.
Well, I didn't have a girlfriend.
Well, that's
your
what,
dad's girlfriend.
That's what happened to
me. I see. I was about to say.
I was going
to
say.
He didn't want to do it. She's like, I'll do it. I'm like, this is weird. Because she was kind of good looking, and I'm like,
was your mom the? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay. So opposite thing. Who was the disciplinarian in the house, fat boy?
It was mom for sure.
Same.
You know, this is for a period when it was consistent. You know, every other weekend.
It
was her for sure.
Mine stayed together. My mom was the disciplinarian and also the suppository giver. My dad would hold my arms down.
Really? Like, but why were you trying to? I guess swat her away. Were you trying to?
I don't know.
You're trying to open the runway, if you know what I'm saying.
Because she took care of you.
But there was no angels, Matthew.
That's a mom will do that. She'll wipe your face. She'll go like this. Do that thing.
Oh, God. If you had something on your face, she'd lick her finger and rub it off.
Put suppositories in you is nothing.
She said she'd wipe you that way, but then she went for the finger.
Well, wipe, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, Swiper wasn't wiping in Dora.
Uh-uh.
He was Swiper, not Wiper.
I don't think it was. I think wiping was not encouraged. Uh-huh. He was jealous of the monkey they hung out with because he didn't have to wipe. He could just pinch them off with accuracy and such precision.
Yeah.
The monkey.
Somebody just get that girl a GPS already.
And a different haircut. I mean, come on.
That's true. Like, she looked very close to Diego from behind.
I don't know who's who.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige. Those are your Rise Guys headlines.
For now, you are.
Oh, gosh. I should have.
Are you sure you want to end?
It's spa day.
Spa day.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That's not the first facial I've had, so whatever.
No, I had one last week.
Oh, really?
We're talking about two different things. We should, after we do my rejoin music, we should play like some of that, some of the like enchanting music that would be playing in a spa. You know? That music that, let me get my bowl.
Let's see if I can
hit
you off with this.
Oh, my God.
You know, something kind of like a...
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the spa.
I read your fortune page, and it says that today you will be getting a facial.
Oh, I love that.
I got to be careful. I don't do any specific voices here.
I just picked up on that myself. That's why I'm going with generic honky right now.
I get some nervous diarrhea myself.
That's an extra service that we charge for.
Fatboy holds the arms down, and I administer the suppository.
Oh, my God.
We put a little umlaut at the end. Suppository.
We put partitions in your armpits so your breasts won't fall to the side.
Right.
We take care of you here at the TRG.
Terrifying.
TRG. No, if we do that, we got to give the company part of the money. It's like, Matt and Jeremy spa.
If you'd like to wait in the lobby, we have Highlights magazines.
Leave me the robe, and you'll be back in a minute.
We have
Reader's
Digest.
Take my clothes off. I don't think that's going to happen.
We have a clear bag rule here, much the way the Bonds Cures Wellness Arena does. The robes are clear as well, so we see all of you right now.
That's right. Nice. Our clear bag policy is: you're clear, you're going to see our bag.
Okay, we're going to get, there's some things needed for this. The only thing, and oddly enough, she's not asked a lot of questions. Like, I think Paige is hardcore.
Not even yesterday. She didn't ask really anything.
No, she didn't. All we said was, you were going to give you a facial. tomorrow. She never got her mind in the gutter on that either. Mm-mm. And then she's like, all right, well, that sounds fun. I like those. And I was like, but we're using things from my farm.
Oh, God.
And yeah, is it still good though. Now?
It's just an oh, God. It's not, what are you doing?
I think she quivered.
There's a lot of things like avocados make good, but I don't know if you grow avocados.
Might would be one of my grandson's diapers, maybe.
No.
I think we all know avocados come from Mexico.
No, but they make, tequila. You can put that on your face. Right,
you Stalin's what you're doing.
Put some cucumbers over my eyes.
Not from Russia. All right, what we'll do? We'll take a break.
some
World War II humor. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, there's some moving parts to this, and we will let you in on every morsel of this. And then in about 20 minutes, we'll go live on the live stream video again for you to actually watch all this go down. This is gonna. I'm not like overselling. This will be one that gets talked about for a while. This will be the one.
Will it burn my skin?
Hopefully. We don't know. We really don't.
It does involve gas and fire.
So maybe it'd be cool, you know? People like scars and burns and chars.
You're going to be in Ghost Rider 3. We got a motorcycle outside. We're going to set your hair on fire. And send you down 29, Wade Hampton.
Bro, Brooks. All right. There's a woman on fire. Her head's on fire.
I promise you, you don't want to miss this. Paige's Punishment, it begins right after this.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Plus P1 approved on-demand audio. Or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.